calories out doesn't work, yet doctors continue to prescribe it. Analysis. Sometimes medical treatments become common practice for doctors and common knowledge for patients, even in the face of research that suggests they are ineffective or even harmful. One such treatment is the energy balance theory, also known as calories in, calories out, which claims that people should lose weight if they decrease their intake of calories while increasing their caloric expenditure. However, numerous studies over the past several decades have proved this theory to be false, and the obesity rate has continued to rise in spite of this practice. Still, healthcare providers and even the U.S. government stand by this theory as the best way to combat obesity. According to a 2015 Nielsen survey, 41% of global respondents said that eating smaller portions, or in other words, calorie reduction, was their chosen diet strategy. It was more common than any other weight control strategy. In North America, portion control was even more popular, with nearly half of respondents practicing some form of it. Those percentages demonstrate just how prevalent calorie reduction continues to be as a treatment for obesity. Calorie reduction may have been a recommendation from an individual's doctor, or dieters may have implemented this strategy on their own, based on inaccurate assumptions about calories that they've heard their whole lives. This belief system may be starting to shift. More than one-third of Nielsen's respondents, 37%, said their tactic was to consume fewer processed foods. In North America,